smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM at 1 o'clock, the latest now with Kieran Cole.
David Cameron sent a good luck message to astronaut Tim Peake, who's blasted off into space.
Tim, I know you've been dreaming of this day for a long time, and we will be with you every step of the way, watching with admiration and wonder. So on behalf of everyone in Britain, let me wish you the very best of luck. You are doing us all proud.
Major Tim is on his way to the International Space Station with two others after leaving a base in Kazakhstan. The 43-year-old will spend 6 months orbiting Earth, performing a range of experiments and tests for researchers. Meantime, Kent Schools told KMFM dozens of students were left in awe as they watched the launch. Well, Easley House School in Broadstairs invited children after being shortlisted to potentially link up to Tim and ask him questions whilst he's on his mission. Head teacher Simon O'Malley says he hopes it'll inspire pupils.
It's really important. You know, this is something that is live. It's happening now. It's happening, it's on televisions and radios all over the country. And I think it makes a connection for them. So they feel part of it. And that makes it real.
KMFM News.
French media say a man's been arrested by police investigating last month's coordinated attacks in Paris. The 29-year-old's believed to have been detained earlier. Tributes are being paid to a father of two who died following a crash near Rootham Heath. Stephen Adams' car collided with another vehicle along Seven Mile Lane on Sunday morning. He died at the scene. The 34-year-old, who was from Paddock Wood, has been described by his family as a well-respected teacher who will remain forever in their hearts. Police units specialising in tackling domestic abuse are on the verge of being overwhelmed after a 30% rise in the number of cases. A report by police watchdog HMIC found despite improvements in how victims are treated, there's now too many cases to handle. It also found that two out of every three forces in England and Wales were letting down vulnerable victims, including children. Zoe Bellingham is from HMIC.
What we're saying is very small failings lead to tragic consequences, and therefore the police need to make sure they're much more focused on these areas of harm and ready to respond to children and victims of domestic abuse and other vulnerable people as and when they're needed.
A drainage company's been fined £60,000 after a man was left seriously injured after a 2 metre deep pit collapsed near Canterbury. 42-year-old Michael Simpkins was cutting and cleaning a pipe inside the pit when the sidewall gave way outside a property in Bridge in 2011. An investigation revealed the hole was missing vital shoring. Bosses at the firm were found guilty of breaching several health and safety rules. Families in Kent are being encouraged to make heating a priority this winter, as figures show hundreds of people have died from living in cold homes. The government stats show 630 people passed away during 2013 to 2014, after many of them suffered with poor insulation. Peter Smith is from the charity National Energy Action.
The majority of excess winter deaths that we saw last year were largely to do with a respiratory illness. That is exacerbated by living in a cold home. Similarly, if you've got circulatory problems, your blood pressure can increase dramatically if you live in a cold home.
CCTV images have been released of three people police are hunting following an attempted robbery at a supermarket in Canterbury. A man and a woman reportedly threatened a member of staff at the Sainsbury's along Kingsmead Road. It's believed another man was also involved. They ran off after the victim raised the alarm. We've tweeted the pictures via @KMFM News. And we're being invited to follow in the footsteps of James Bond and Harry Potter with a new online map for Kent. It features 300 film sets and is designed to encourage more Hollywood producers to come to the county. Last year, filming in Kent made nearly £7 million for the local economy. Gabrielle Lindemann is from Kent County Council's film office.
Kent, being the Garden of England, has featured in quite a lot of film and TV projects. But at the same time, it's also a signal to show film and television production companies what amazing stuff there is around in terms of locations.
KMFM Sport.
In football, Leicester are Premier League leaders once again. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Tom.
Well, a 2-1 home win over Chelsea in the return to the top. Manager Claudio Ranieri says his players had to work hard.
I think we made a fantastic 1 hour, and the last 30 minutes we suffer a lot. But they are the champions. We had to suffer to win the match. I'm very pleased with our performance.
Elsewhere, English referees Martin Atkinson and Mark Clattenburg will be at Euro 2016 next summer. They've been named in a list of 18 officials for the tournament. And in athletics, Usain Bolt will get ready for the Rio Olympics by competing in the London Diamond League meeting next summer. The annual event takes place in July at the Olympic Stadium. It means Bolt will return to the same track he won double sprint gold on at London 2012.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.